Cozy traditions feel good. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Football on Off the Ball.
I had a 2-year plan to get back to the Premier Division, and when Shelburne came knocking, I couldn't say no, so...
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Susanna Mullen. Coming up today, Mac Hansen is Ireland's hat-trick hero after a world-class performance in the Aviva on Saturday evening. Scotland are booed off in Murrayfield as they're left dumbfounded by a thrilling Argentinian comeback. And Henry Pollock makes headlines once again as England repeat history against the All Blacks. But up first, Stuart McCluskey has been ruled out of Ireland's remaining November international against South Africa this weekend. After suffering a recurrence of the groin injury he picked up in Chicago against the All Blacks, McCluskey lasted only 27 minutes in the Aviva on Saturday, and the RFU have confirmed he is ruled out of the upcoming clash with the world champions. In better news, Josh van der Veer and Gary Ringrose, who both missed last week's game with hamstring niggles, have returned to full training and will both be available for selection. The IRFU also confirmed that prop Thomas Clarkson has passed all HIA protocols after going off late in the game last weekend, and he is expected to train fully this week. The Ireland team to face South Africa will be named on Thursday afternoon. The Mac is back was the dominant headline after Ireland's win against Australia on Saturday. Scoring 3 tries within the first 30 minutes, Hansen becomes just the second Irish player to complete a first-half hat-trick in Test history. Aside from his quality on the field, he reminded fans of his carefree attitude, sporting multicoloured boots and celebrating his man-of-the-match performance with a winning smooch placed on the face of a surprise scrum coach, John Fogarty. On Monday morning's Off the Ball breakfast, former Munster and Ireland back row Alan Quinlan welcomed Hansen's standout performances both on and off the pitch.
Yeah, he's an excellent player, Mac Hansen, and I think he's... sometimes portrayed, he's like Zeebo like in a sense of that maverick kind of attitude and smile on the face. Kind of a little bit laid back attitude, but from what I hear he works incredibly hard the way he trains and prepares, and
he's obviously a favourite of the head coach as well. Every time he gets to pick him, or he can pick him, he picks him for big games. Like it's clear,
very difficult, Gerard, to find. Yeah, absolutely. But it's very difficult. You could easily kind of get to see pictures of Mac Hansen having a beer at a Connacht match last year, or whenever, when he's injured, and you know, think, God, this is a bit loose, and you know, but
he gets away with it.
If you perform as a player and in a group environment, he doesn't go in and not train with Ireland and is not lazy in a sense. So the perception that you might have of the player, and we all kind of think, God, do you want to? But you know what, sport isn't great to see because it can be very robotic sometimes. And
well,
I read a great article about Caelan Doris the other day about just your identity and the rugby not defining you or your sport, and that you have another part of your life and stuff like that. So we don't see it in people.
Despite Ireland's slick attack reminding us just how good this team can be, Australia did manage to sneak in 3 close-range tries in Saturday's 80 minutes. And Andy Farrell will know that despite the positives, the ever-physical Springboks will be licking their lips at the prospect of barreling over the Irish line. This Saturday's early evening kickoff will certainly provide a greater test to the boys in greens as the world champions flex their muscles in Dublin. Remember, you can listen back to Alan Quinlan's chat in full by becoming a member and signing up at offtheball.com/join. Elsewhere, a mixed French side were given a scare by Fiji and Bordeaux as a tied game at the 50-minute mark ended 34-21 to the home side, with Ramos's ever-reliable boot coming to the rescue in the second half. But the bigger story this weekend came out of Murrayfield, as Scottish players left the pitch to a chorus of boos from fans after their 21-point lead U-turned into a startling 33-24 defeat at the hands of Argentina. Not only did Gregor Townsend's men blow it on the day, but they've simultaneously blown their chances at a top pool seeding for the 2027 Rugby World Cup. Even if Argentina lose to England next weekend and Australia manage a win against France, Scotland still falls short of the top six ranking cutoff that will decide the first tier seeds come December 3rd. Captain and British and Irish Lions Sione Tupulotu admitted after the game that the responsibility lay firmly on the players' shoulders.
You know, after last week, that feeling that we felt after the final whistle, it was a hard feeling to take, and I think this one's worse for us because we talked about all the things that we were going to do and we got up 21 points, but we lost our composure. And I think, you know, in the huddle I mentioned to the boys, myself included as the captain, as players, we're going to have to take a good hard look at ourselves because it's not a good enough performance, you know, from us as the players. With perfect game plan, we're executing the game plan, we're 21 points up, and we lacked accuracy and composure when it was needed. We score one more try after going 21 points up, and I think, you know, the floodgates got open from there. We're playing some good rugby, but we didn't do that, and to be honest, we deserve to probably cop it a little bit as a playing group, the guys that went out there. And I feel a little bit guilty because, you know, we look at some of the boys that didn't play today, and they've been preparing us so well week in, week out throughout this campaign, and the boys that had the responsibility of playing today weren't good, and that performance was just not good enough, and we got on that.
And when asked if they deserved the boos, Tupulotu admitted feeling guilty for the performance they put on for their fans in Murrayfield.
I think so, yeah. You know, Greg has spoken in the change room about, you know, back-to-back home sellouts. Not every stadium does that. You know, we watched some rugby yesterday and there were some empty seats in the stadium, not at our stadium. And yeah, like I said, there's a little bit of guilt there because people pay good money to come watch us. And yeah, I think we need to cop this one as a playing group, especially, and put our hands up and say that's not good enough.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. Meanwhile, Argentinian head coach and former Leinster man Felipe Contepomi relished the prospect of making history with a first clean sweep on UK soil up for grabs for Las Pumas this weekend.
Well, to start with, obviously for us, as I said, this was a huge challenge. Statistically, when we came to UK, I think there were a few times we maybe won two games in the UK, but it wasn't that very often. Every now and then we win one, and we never won the three games in a row in the UK, you know. So for us it was a massive challenge, but also understanding the challenge that Scotland was going to give us in terms of intensity. And definitely it will be now a different challenge next week. With against England.
Argentina will face England this Sunday afternoon at the Allianz Stadium in Twickenham. But that's not all. There were more upsets in the world of rugby this weekend as England ran out comfortable winners against the All Blacks in Twickenham, where the scoreboard read 33-19 for the home side. And once again, it was Henry Pollock who played a starring role, but this time it wasn't his try-scoring heroics that made the headlines. England formed a defiant V formation challenge to New Zealand's pre-match haka, reminiscent of their stunning 2019 World Cup semi-final win. And as the youngest player, Pollock stood firmly on one end with Jamie George, the eldest and the mastermind behind England's response, on the other. Captain Maro Toje formed the centre, but it was all eyes on Pollock, as he licked his lips in response to the Maori challenge. When asked about the response after the game, Itoje said they were simply trying to match the All Blacks' energy.
Well, I guess it's we were trying to achieve the same thing they were trying to achieve. The Hakos war dance that they do to one get themselves up for the game, and it has a huge spiritual meaning to New Zealanders. Our response was a response to the Haka, and just to show ourselves and the team and Allianz Stadium that we're ready for the challenge.
And up to the challenge they clearly were, as England clinched their first home win against the All Blacks in 13 years, with replacement Pollock once again providing a moment of magic for the home side's final try. And finally today, World Rugby has confirmed the details of the new Nations Championship, which will kick off in July of next year. The biennial tournament will see 12 teams battle it out in a Northern versus Southern Hemisphere challenge. Played across 6 rounds with 3 fixtures in July and 3 in November, it will culminate in a grand finals weekend in London, consisting of 3 days of double headers at the Allianz Stadium in Twickenham. Not only will a team be crowned champions, but the results on finals weekend will also contribute to a North versus South overall score and title. Announced today, next year's competition will see Ireland travel to play Australia, Japan and New Zealand in the summer, with Argentina, Fiji and South Africa then coming to the Aviva in November 2026. The news was met with mixed reactions from Irish fans, as some felt it would exclude Tier 2 nations from top-level competition, and others calling for a return to the traditional test series that made it easier to follow their team. That is about all we have time for in today's Rugby Daily. I'm Susanna Mullen, and we will be back with more tomorrow. Chat to you then.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.